Hi, everybody. This is Sharon Jeffers. Welcome to the Mystic Oracle Radio Show. I'm so happy to be back on the air. It's been a long time. I think my last show was in April or something, but I've been traveling and busy doing other things. So it's really good to be back here, and I want to thank you all for being here with me. And I also want to thank everybody for your emails and the contact. It's always nice to hear from who's out there and what's going on. If this is your first time listening to my show, you can check out my website if you like, which is starofthemagi.com, and see what is going on here and what I'm all about. You can also, on my website, sign up for the card of the day. And you can, I also have a Facebook page for the cards, which is called Cards of Destiny. You're on Facebook and you're not on my Facebook page. So there's a lot going on. I have things you can check out on my website. You can look up your birthday and whatnot. Tonight I am going to take live calls from people, and you can call in on 530-327-7602 or 530-776-5185. And if you're in Canada, you can call toll-free at 888-815-9756. So tonight, I'm just going to do some short readings. I'm always looking at everything through the eyes of this oracle that I call the mystic science of the cards. And looking at the card today being August 3rd, I'm just going to read quickly what I wrote today about this card and this day and the cards that govern this day. Self is the focus today, and intuition is the guide. The magic of this day will be found through self-expression. So follow what you feel and take a chance when it comes to expressing yourself and your visions. The marriage of self-mastery with intuition can lead to good fortune. And the direction you receive may be subtle, so it will be wise to pay close attention. Success could come by way of challenges or having to work hard for what you want. Working diligently will open the floodgates for blessings to come forth. Let effort be an expression of gratitude for what is to come. Be honest with yourself and others, and let your creative expression have its way with you today. You know, each of us has a birth card according to the day we were born. And the combination of the ancient oracle of the card deck and our yearly calendar combined. And we also have a spirit card and a soul card. And those cards direct us from within and also delineate the gifts that we bring with us into this life. And there's so much to see in all of this. I just finished a couple of online courses. One was 8 weeks. Well, I did 2 8-week introductory courses and then a 4-week course for level 2. And it was so amazing to be so focused in teaching the cards online that way. It's a brilliant way to teach the system, and just to have the opportunity to look at this deck of cards and see how real it is and how alive it is and how each one of these influences represents not only an aspect of who we are in humanity as the people we are as humanity, but who we are as individuals, and then how these influences come into our lives to guide us. They come in moment by moment. They come in day by day. You know, they come in many different structures of time. And learning to read this system and understand and be able to hear the conversations that go on between these cards.
Message waiting.
Whoops. Is really a wonderful way to, you know, receive guidance for ourselves, for our own growth, and for the direction that we are going in our lives. I want to turn that off. If I can find it. Oh, there we go. Okay, maybe that'll work. So I'm going to do a couple of readings and then we're going to have another conversation about something that comes out of this. So I have Sandra online from Phoenix. Are you there?
Hi, yes.
Am I pronouncing your name Sandra or Sandra?
Sandra.
Sandra.
Yeah.
Hi. Hi, Sandra.
Hi.
Are you 57?
I am.
Okay. I just like to double check my math because simple addition and subtraction are sometimes easy to confuse me. So you're the Four of Clubs in the cards. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
And you're right on the cusp here with this September 20th birthday. So you are on the cusp. You're probably a Virgo, right?
Yes.
Okay. Sure. Well, in this system, your birthday, September 20th, is the Four of Clubs. That's your birth card.
You have a message waiting.
Oh, my goodness. I thought I got rid of that guy. Well, let me just see if I can get rid of this guy. Message. Okay. Maybe this will work. Can you hear me okay, Sandra, because the guys in the studio are telling me that it's a bad connection. Can you hear me all right?
Oh, no, I can hear you perfectly.
Okay, I can hear you okay, too. So I suggest that you get a piece of paper and write this down. Your birth card is the Four of Clubs. Your birth card represents your soul's expression. This is... It's sort of like the costume that you've worn to the ball being life. So this is how you're showing up. And this is a card of great stability, or just the opposite of that. Your spirit card is the Five of Clubs. And I'm just going to give these to you first. The Five of Clubs is a card of adventure. So it's an interesting birthday that you have because the Four of Spades, or the Four of Clubs, excuse me, really likes to have structure and consistency. But then within you lives this Five of Clubs who wants to explore and adventure and, you know, is very curious and quick to discover things, quick with the mind as well. Then your soul card is the Six of Hearts. So your birth card is how you show up. It's your soul's expression. Your spirit card represents that which is within you that wants to be expressed, that wants to be free. And your soul card, the Six of Hearts, represents the gifts that you bring and the wisdom that you bring into this life. Then your planetary ruling card is the Two of Diamonds, which is like a wheeling, dealing, very quick mental energy. Intuition and logic work simultaneously with that card. So you have the potential to create structures and forms to bring your ideas into, to build them on, and then to move with them, as long as you don't think too much. Your greatest area of challenge can be relationships, because you don't always see who you are looking at. This is the Forum Club. Wonderful lesson for learning. So this year, age 57, one of the things that you're learning is how to communicate who you are, how to be in that communication with yourself, and then how to really make that work outside of you in whoever you're interacting with. Maybe that is focused toward family as well. Did you call with a specific question?
I did. I sure did.
And that is?
Well, I had talked to a company earlier today, and I've been working with them for the last couple of weeks to start work with them. And I wondered if you saw me going to work the next couple of weeks.
The next couple of weeks. Right now, you are in, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You're on us. Let's just look at your cards really quick and see what they say. The Four of Clubs sitting in the Ten of Spades house. I see obstacles with work right now until you hit the 30th. You should be beyond that right now. So you could, I tell you though, if I were you, I'd be really careful, because as of today, not today, the 30th of July, you went into your 52-day Neptune cycle, which lasts until your birthday. So things aren't always as they seem to be. So, and I see in the cycle before this cycle that started on the 31st that there have been obstacles in work, and probably some unexpected things happened relative to work as well this year. There's been some loss. This hasn't been the easiest year for you since your last birthday. With the work, I'm going to offer you one piece of advice. It's really important that you're very clear with your intuition if you take a job between now and your birthday. Because sometimes we don't have the clarity in making big decisions during this time. Things turn out to be a little different than they appeared they were going to be. So just be really clear and be with your intuition. You're learning a lot about boundaries in the next 52 days or the next, month or so. So you want to pay attention to the difference between sacrifice and giving. I do see you having a new source of income, so it's very likely that you could go back to work. Just be really sure that all the communication about it's really clear and it is what you think it is, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Anita, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Wow, we've got some iffy connections here tonight.
I'm here. Can you hear me? I'm Anita.
I can hear you. And your birthday is February 26th?
Yeah.
The Queen of Clubs. What can I do for you?
I'm a first-time caller, so I just want to see my card. But.
Okay. You are age 31, correct?
I'm 32 right now.
You're 32?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Okay, see what I mean about the math? Okay, so your birthday, February 26th, is the Queen of Clubs. Did you know that you were a queen?
Uh-uh.
Well, you are, and you have a crown. So it's really important that you wear that crown. This is the mother of intuition, this card. Very powerful, intuitive card.
That's what confused me. Well, how do you use your intuition? How do you learn to use it?
By going by what you feel in your belly.
Oh, okay.
That's a really good way to start. It's just really noticing what you feel in your body and learning to listen with your kinesthetic, with your physical intelligence or your feeling self, to pay attention to what you feel. You know, you ever go to do something and you just get this feeling like, I shouldn't be doing this, and then you do it anyway and wish you hadn't?
Yeah, and put me be around a certain person, I'd be like, something ain't right about this person. I'd be like, it too.
Yeah, it's really, really important to trust what you feel and have the courage, okay? Have the courage to follow what you know is right or not right.
Okay.
No matter, you know, even if it's something really simple, if somebody wants you to do something and it doesn't feel like what you want to do, then you don't do it. But that's, I think the best way to start developing your intuition is to just pay attention to what your bodily reactions are to things when you think about them.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You know how you get a feeling in your... You know how you get a feeling in your gut about something?
Yeah, I get feelings like that, but most of the time I don't pay attention to it. You know, I just, But I do get feelings like that.
Okay, so Anita, you asked me how do you develop your intuition. How you develop it is to pay attention to those feelings. You know, and as you do that, you can fine-tune it more and more as time goes on. But you have to begin by paying attention to those basic feelings. Now, let me tell you about your cards. I hope you have something to write with. Because for everybody who hasn't done this before, you can go on my website, and I have a page on there. In the nav bar, it says the cards. And I define what the birth card and the spirit card and the soul card and the planetary cards are. I define what they mean.
Okay.
So your birth card is the Queen of Clubs. And your spirit card is the Three of Hearts. Your soul card is the Ten of Diamonds. And let's see, you're a Pisces. Your planetary ruling card is the Five of Spades. So I'm going to tell you something that's very, very important for not only you to understand, but everybody that knows you. It's really important that that people express to you how much they love you. It's important for you to be adored. It's important for people to pamper you and to love you. I mean, this is true for both the Five of Spades and the Queen of Clubs. So when you've got them both together, it's like you have a sensitivity that's really important for you to understand first, because that way you'll draw the kind of attention that you really want to yourself. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm just going to quick look at age 30, where are you? 32. And look at a couple of things here to give you a little bit of guidance of what's happening right now. This is a time when you ought to be focusing somehow on your spiritual growth and refining your mind. So your question about how to refine your intuition is perfect, because the cards that are, and I'm not laying cards out like a fortune teller, I'm looking at charts of time that relate to you and your age and your birthday.
Okay.
And, you know, you've got two of the most spiritual cards in the deck sitting in your houses right now, and these cards ask you to let go of any negative thinking or negative ways of communicating with yourself if you have them, and really change. It's like going through your whole mental world, your mind, and cleaning house, getting rid of any negativity that's in there and replacing it with things that, thoughts that are, that serve you to be happier, to be healthier, to be wise. And it's a time when that kind of focus is important, and you could gain a lot of personal growth from doing that right now, for putting yourself on some sort of path of learning where you're becoming more aware of how your own mind works and how your thoughts actually create the realities in your life. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And then, and, you know, reaching out to people will bring good responses in this way for you. There's a lot of support.
Psychology or counseling, I probably did something like that, psychology work or counseling.
Yep, counseling, spiritual guidance, anything like that.
Okay.
Yep. It's a good time for that. So do you have any questions?
What about relationship-wise?
Are you in a relationship?
No, I'm not in a relationship right now. I'm single.
I was
wondering if I ever meet my soulmate.
Uh-huh. Well, I'll tell you, you do have a King of Hearts here in Jupiter. And your birthday is... I mean, it's possible, 1, 2, 3, 4, that someone could show up. I feel that you're actually, this is a time when you're learning about yourself and relationship.
Okay.
So it's a good time to be looking more deeply at patterns you have in relationship that you no longer need, ways of thinking about relationship that you no longer need, things like that. It's the house cleaning time, but somebody could show up.
Mm-hmm.
You just need to be there when that person shows up.
Yeah.
So the more cleaning out of the house that you do, the more of their... of you there will be to show up, right?
Okay, yeah.
All right, darling. Thank you for calling, Anita.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you for listening to the show, yeah.
All right. No problem.
Bye. You know, that, you know, it's so amazing. I was doing a reading for somebody else, or for somebody today, and, you know, I do personal readings for people, and you know, I was saying to her, no matter what influences show up, you know, we need, our best bet is to jump in and say, okay, how can I do this? You know, how can I refine my mind? Or how can I get more in touch with my intuition? You know, how can I change my own image of myself? Or, you know, thoughts that I have that keep repeating themselves, or patterns, or how can I be more expressive of who I am? I mean, sometimes, you know, the death card comes, or cards come and say, let go. You know, if we resist any of this stuff, then that's how we create struggle for ourselves, and it's how we create obstacles. We create our own obstacles. I really believe that. And if we run into obstacles, oftentimes they're really the hand of fate saying, no, no, don't go this way. Step back and feel, listen, look, you know, see, hear. Get in touch with what your knowing is. Because I feel like life is so magical. I had an experience yesterday. I've been gone for 2 months, right? And some friends of my son were staying in my house. And yesterday I was vacuuming my office where I see people. And a cord from my blind went into the vacuum. I had, you know, I pulled the end off and was just going around the edges. And this, it's bamboo, and it has these wooden little handles, and they got stuck in the hose, you know. And I'm pulling and pulling, and the harder I pull, the more stuck they got. So, and then one of the people that was staying here pulled in the driveway, so I laid it down, and I looked at it, and I said, you know, you really need to come out of there, because I don't want this to be my reality. And I walked away. I spent time with him talking and whatnot. And then I came back. And not only was that cord not in the end of that hose, it was like 3 inches away from it, just sitting there. And I just went, thank you. Thank you. I'm not sure who did that, but I'm very, very grateful. You know, and I thought, you know, I love the magic of life, that it's happening all the time, and it's just a matter of am I here with it or not, because everything is absolutely possible. I totally and completely know that with every fiber of my being. So, Cindy, are you there? Cindy from California.
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Sharon, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can.
Hi. This would be my third birthday that I would have a conversation with you coming up here shortly.
Oh.
So we have talked a few times in the past, Sharon.
Well, happy birthday ahead of time. Not too far ahead of time. Your birthday is August 13th.
Yes, it is.
So, are you going to celebrate your birthday?
Not with any, no. I'm not going to celebrate.
Now, tell me something. You're turning 56, is that correct?
That is correct.
That's very exciting.
Is it very exciting?
Oh, it's so exciting, because at age 56, we go into a new 7-year cycle, we go into a new 56-year cycle, a new 28-year cycle, a new 7-year cycle, a new 4-year cycle, a new 1-year cycle. I mean, it's like starting a new lifetime.
It's the beginning. That's awesome.
It's a major beginning. Major beginning.
Wow.
And you, my darling, have, for 7 years, you have the Ten of Diamonds sitting in your house. So that is a blessed card. That's like you get to be the pot at the end of the rainbow card. And the rainbow represents everything fantastic and wonderful and good.
Oh, my goodness.
And all you have to do is be grateful that you're sitting there.
Yeah.
Just open your arms, open your mind. You know, you've got the Eight of Diamonds in your other house. Do you have your own business?
Yes, I do.
Well, honey, it could go to a whole new level.
Whoa.
Yeah, you might want to gift yourself with a birthday reading for this one.
Yes, I haven't made an appointment with you yet, but I agree.
I mean, no, this is big, and you're sitting in the Eight of Hearts house. I mean, you know what? I would love to have what's going on with you for this.
Okay.
This is like, you know, gourmet dessert with
awesome.
No calories, you know.
After a couple of conversations with you with lots of turmoil in my life, it would be nice for some easy times.
Oh, honey, it's all changing with this 7-year cycle you're entering on your birthday.
Wow.
Because your birth card, so you've got the 10 and 8 of diamonds in your house. These are powerful cards of blessings and good fortune, recognition, you know. I mean, they're wonderful influences. Then Your King of Clubs birth card is sitting in the Eight of Hearts house, which is absolutely delicious and wonderful and empowering as well. And then your Six of Spades planetary ruling card sitting in the King of Diamonds house. I mean, girlfriend, you know, you have the potential to have some really amazing things happen.
Oh, my.
You just need to know how to align with these energies because you need to do it from the inside. You got a couple of sevens that want to refine things for you, mostly the way you're perceiving yourself, and I mean, that's what I'm feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. So knowing how to use those energies will unlock the doors to all these other energies, which are fantastic. I'm just going to peek at your yearly spread. Oh, I'm so excited. It's so nice to look at somebody's cards and see these cards. Yes, the Seven of Clubs is making a big appearance for you. And
what are the inputs?
The Seven of Clubs is a card of mental refinement.
Okay.
So this card is making a big appearance and wants to make an impression upon you. And, you know, you're being blessed with a tremendous amount of creativity.
Wow.
And, where's your Six of Spades? I know, keep breathing.
Yes, There's some things going on that, I mean, nothing tangible. It's really in my mind and in my heart and in my, right now I just feel like things could be changing, and why that's happening, I don't know, but it feels like it.
Well, I'm telling you.
It's not just a feeling, it's reality.
I'm telling you why you're feeling this, you know, it's okay. Like, because it's actually happening. It is happening, and that's why you're feeling it. And I think your mind's going to be completely blown at how much things change. And you want to be able, like what I was saying before I picked up your call, is that, you know, you want to be able to really embrace and open yourself to just allow this to wash over you and through you and carry you like a magic carpet.
Yes, and there recently some fear has been cropping up associated with several different things, and I need to get a handle on that. I need to let go of that. That's a waste of energy. There's just a lot of things going on right now.
Yes, I can see that has been happening, and things are about to. You know what I see? It's like reaching the top of a mountain, and you're out of breath, and then suddenly you're at the top, and it's like you get to just, you know, fly.
Wow.
That's a feeling I have with this.
Okay.
And it's also important for you to know how to put all those things in perspective so that you can do that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
So you don't end up, you carried all these things up the mountain, and then you're going to carry them when you take off to fly. You're going to crash on your face. So you got to leave them.
No, I
so they can roll back down the mountain, you know.
Yeah.
Well, happy birthday. You're being blessed on this birthday, you know, with wonderful influences.
Well, that's really that's exciting news, and I will have to get a hold of you and make an appointment.
Okay. Well, it would be a nice birthday present for sure.
Yes. Well, that's how I look at it every year, Sharon. That's my gift.
Well,
to
much
me.
Love and blessings to you. The blessings
Thank
are coming
you.
From everywhere. Yeah.
Thank you, Sharon, and to you as well.
Thank you, Cindy. Happy birthday.
Thanks.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Bye, honey. Oh, it's so exciting to see cards like that. So for those of you that don't know what I'm doing, I'm not laying cards out as in fortune telling. I'm actually reading cycles and charts of time, because the card deck is a time, it's an ancient book of time. And it's an ancient book of wisdom, and it holds all our destinies. And the playing cards are actually characters in the play of time. And each day of the year is governed by a card. So, your birthday is governed by a card, and that card has a life path. And as we move through time, this system's so accurate, it's mind-blowing. Now, any of you that are listening that don't know about what I'm doing or me or whatever, I go to my website, and I also have I have books that I've written, and I have an iPhone app, which is really fun. And now I'm going to talk to Chris, who is in Arizona. Why do I feel like I know Chris? Are you there?
Hi, yes I am.
Hi, have I talked with you before?
No, this is my first time on your show, and I was listening, and I thought, I'm going to call in.
Oh, well, good for you. Thank you for listening, and thank you for calling. Are you familiar with the cards?
No, I'm not.
Oh, my
That's why
goodness.
I decided to call in.
I love this. So many people that are new. This is fantastic. Okay, so your birthday is April 29th, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, so you are the Five of Clubs. This is the card of the adventurer. You love variety and change, and you love gathering information and exploring things and then sharing it with everyone that you come into contact with. And being a Taurus, so your birth card, if you want to write this down, is the Five of Clubs. And your spirit card is the Five of Hearts. So you have a lot of this five energy. Five is a number that represents humanity, actually. You know, this is a number of experience. Life is more about experience rather than accomplishment. For you, the experience and the understanding from the experience has to come before you then put something into form. Because you do have the Ace of Spades as your planetary ruling card. So that card likes to, you know, you're probably very artistic. I feel this creative energy around you. What do you do?
I work from home on the internet. I help people make money.
Oh, well, that's creative. Well, yes. Your Mercury card, the first card in your life path, is the card of financial creativity. That's the first card in your life path. The Three of Diamonds. So this card knows how to think outside the box. I mean, your mind is probably lightning quick. And, you know how to think out of the box, outside the box, and come up with new creative ideas for making money. That's how you think. And you think, most likely, in a very big way, not, you know, it's easy for you to be innovative and creative rather than, you know, following other people's rules. I would think you probably pretty much don't like to do that.
Yeah, I'm not very good at it.
Yeah.
even when I try, I'm not good at it.
Well, you're not supposed to do it, so don't even try, okay? I'm going to take you off the hook with that one. It's not what you're here for. You're here to break new ground. You know? You know how to do that. That's fun for you, too. I mean, you're very, very intuitive and perceptive. And the Four of Clubs is your soul card, just so you know. So you come into this life knowing how to create foundations for your ideas. And then, you know, your mind, having this Mercury rules the mind, and your Mercury card, the Three of Diamonds, being the card of financial creativity, this card is all about, being innovative.
Okay.
It's very futuristic. You have the ability to tap into things that people haven't done or thought of before. And it's more important for you to do that. That makes you happy. If you try to play by somebody else's rules, you just make yourself miserable.
Yeah, well, I fail at it. I do. I fail at it. Even if it's a 1-2-3 step and it's basic and it's simple and it's duplicatable, I fail at it. And I don't want to recreate my own will, but sometimes I just have my own path.
No, all the time you have your own path. And yeah. The reason you fail at that is because it has nothing to do with your nature. See, this is something for everyone to consider. You know, each one of us have a very unique nature. And it's our nature that breathes our existence into being. And when we fight it by trying to do something somebody else's way or doing what we think we should do or doing what, you know, it's like we might as well just stab ourselves in the face. You know, it's like it doesn't work. And then we're miserable, and then we compare. It's just like, oh, my goodness, let's not even do any of this. It's about we each need to understand our nature. And so, you know, there's no reason to fail if you don't even go where you know you don't belong. And you just do what you love doing and what you feel great about doing. You, on your last birthday on May, when did you have your birthday?
April
29th. April 29th, 1959.
Yes. Does that change it?
So, no. But what age did you turn on your birthday?
51.
Thank you. So, let me just look at your long-range cards. Do you have a question that you wanted to ask me?
Well, I was just wondering what, you know, I've heard of tarot, I've heard of, you know, people reading tarot cards. I've just never heard of these kind of cards. And I
well,
thought
these
it was very
cards,
interesting when I was listening
yeah.
to you, and I went, well, okay, what am I? And
okay,
and
well, this is what you am, honey. And,
like,
you know,
horoscope.
this year for you, I mean, for 7 years, which began at 49, you're sitting in the Three of Spades house, which is great for business. It can create a lot of opportunities for you. Networking would be the secret of that. So I'm going to look at age 51 really quickly and tell you that this year for you, and when I talk about year, I'm talking birthday to birthday, is really about you allowing your values to change and your priorities to shift in the way that sets you free for you to really step into manifesting your most authentic self and just enjoy that to the max. You're sitting in the Jack of Diamonds house and he's the entrepreneur, so you're being blessed once again to do things, you know, in the most unique way as possible. The more clever you are, and the more you really say yes to your own ideas, the more success you're going to experience. So it's
okay,
a very
okay.
great, yep, it's a very great time for you.
Very, cool.
very, very great. And
so,
I want to thank you for calling
in to your website. You have an e-sign? Do you have an opt-in address thing on your website?
Do I have a what?
Opt-in, like if I go to your website, is there a place for subscribers to subscribe and opt in so you can stay in connection with them?
Yes, I have a card of the day email that I send out every day.
Card of the day.
I send out the card of the day, so on the left side, if you're on my website, if you go down, there's the card of the day on the left column, and
right.
underneath that it says sign up for daily emails.
All right, great. And let's see, am I at the website? Is it
starofthemagi.com. Website
is
starofthemagi.com.
Got it.
Yep. Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah. thank you for educating me.
Yes, you're very welcome. Enjoy exploring the cards.
God bless.
Thank you. Bye. So, yes, everybody, if this is your first time listening to me, my website is starofthemagi.com, StarofTheMagi, and it's on the BBS page. I'm also on Facebook. I have a page, Cards of Destiny, is my Facebook page, Cards of Destiny. I have a couple of blogs. I have an iPhone app. I have two books that have been published that are absolutely gorgeous. One is on birthdays and one is on relationship compatibility. I teach online classes, and there you have it. Okay, so Kristen, you've been waiting a long time, and Christina, you're next. So Kristen, are you still there?
I am. You've got a lot of Chris's attracted to you tonight.
I know.
Kristen's and my birthday is very close to the previous callers too.
May 3rd. I know. Chris, Kristen, and Christina all in a row. I feel I'm being blessed, you see. So your birthday is May 3rd, 1968, which means you're 42 years old, right?
That's right.
And so you just started a new 7-year cycle with your birthday as well. And then, are you familiar with the cards?
Only from following your newsletter and just being interested in cards in general, and archetypal symbology around numbers is interesting to me.
Ooh, yes, me too. So you know that you're the Three of Spades.
Well, no, I'm learning now.
Okay. So
I just like the energy of the day. I always read your card of the day and kind of use it to set my own energy.
Oh.
But I don't really know why. I just do it because I like it.
Oh, good. Well, I'm glad you like it because I love writing it and putting it out there. Your birth card is the Three of Spades. And your spirit card is the Six of Diamonds. Your soul card is the Jack of Diamonds. And your planetary ruling card is the Seven of Clubs. So you can look up what those mean on my website later. What I want to do for you right now is quickly look at your 7-year cycle, because I get so excited when people start their new 7-year cycles, because the whole new energy coming in to influence us in a very specific ways. So you have the Five of Hearts in your house. Now, this energy is going to make you a little restless, either about you're going to want to travel, or you're going to want to move, or you're going to want to redecorate your house, or you're going to want to change your relationships. I mean, this a lot of movement can happen in all those arenas when it's sitting there for 7 years.
Mm.
This energy is going to invite you to explore yourself and your life and how you relate to life and what you create around you in all new ways. So it's going to be like a whole 7 years of recreation in a certain way. And it's really about the beauty and the self and the, you know, the marriage of those two. And also having, are you married or in a relationship?
I am happily married. Mm-hmm.
Okay, because, man, you have wonderful cards for marriage and for having your needs. I mean, you're going to want, you probably just indulge in that more than usual, which is very good. Indulgence can be good. Now, do you have a specific question, or do you just want me to tell you what I see here? I have to be quick because I want to get to Christina also, and I have only 5 minutes left on the air.
Oh, absolutely. I wouldn't want to deprive anybody of the experience. I think I am maybe this restless energy I'm feeling with regard to, I've responded a lot to what you said to the previous caller, because I'm incredibly entrepreneurial, and I've been launching a lot of new businesses, a lot of the other comments you made to other callers, I feel like I am living. I'm, you know, communicating with people in new ways. I'm getting people to think differently about how they talk to people and communicate with people, which is one of the reasons I like your emails and the way you communicate with your users, because you're really using kind of social media best practices, and I follow you from that perspective as well. So so congratulations to you. I think you do a very good job.
Thank you very much. That's
so
very kind.
So I'm interested to know, you know, because I'm my company seems to be really growing, and is what do the cards say with regard to my business development?
Regard to your business development is huge, because I feel like you're going into a whole new relationship with yourself in this way. So it looks to me like you're going to take things to a whole new level. You're going to be working even harder than you usually do. The Three of Spades, your birth card, is a card of brilliance in business. And when you bring in an aspect of self-awareness for other people into that, it can only open up more and take you to greater success. So what I see this year, age 42, is that, you know, you've got the four diamonds behind you, sitting in the four of spades. How, just follow your intuition and trust those new ideas that are going to be dropping into your mind and act on all of them.
Whew, that's going to be exhausting, but act on all of them.
Well, and that's the thing you always have to be careful of anyway as a three of spades is, you can have a tendency to burn the candle at both ends. You want to make sure that you pace yourself and you keep that balance with yourself first and foremost, okay?
Mm. Definitely.
Okay.
Thank you. Have a beautiful evening, and I will continue to be a fan and appreciate your gift tonight. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you, Kristen. Okay, Christina, quick, are you there?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, thank you for taking my... Hello?
Hello?
Hello, am I here?
I hear
Hello?
You.
Hello?
Hi, Christina.
Hi, I'm like, oh my God, did it drop? My call dropped. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. Let me tell you quickly what your cards are, because I only have a couple of minutes, okay?
Okay.
And you can call back next week. Your birthday card, your birth card is the Three of Diamonds. Your spirit card is the Six of Hearts. Your soul card is the Queen of Diamonds. And your planetary ruling card is the Seven of Hearts, the card of truth and beauty. So you're a bit like Tinkerbell all over the place. And you have a very innovative, creative mind. And it's important for you to avoid trying to put yourself in any kind of box, because you won't fit. Unfortunately, I don't have any more time to talk to you, but I want to invite you to come back next week at the same time and call in, okay?
Okay, I will do that. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for calling. I want to thank everybody for listening tonight. And I invite you, there's contact information on my website. There's all sorts of information. I am going to be offering an August special on readings. And I just have to get around to getting it up there. And I want to invite you to contact me. I love that. And I hope you'll join me again next week. Please explore this oracle. It's absolutely amazing, and it has so much to teach us. So remember, go on my website and sign up for the Card of the Day if you want to. Join me on Facebook if you like, Cards of Destiny. All those links are actually on my page on my website. And then you can explore around and learn other things about your cards, okay? Have a wonderful week, and thank you again for being here. Bye.